I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter.
This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update, sponsored by $5 Tan. Look good, feel good with $5 Tan.
Hey, Pete is joining us today. It's second date update, of course. And Pete, I assume since you messaged us and we got back to you to be on second date update that you have not heard from Savannah since you DM'd us.
Hi. No word from Savannah at all. I don't know. Maybe you can turn this around for me because I am completely lost.
Yeah. Well, we're going to try to do what we can do. I guess take us back to the beginning. You know, tell us about the date with Savannah.
Yeah, sure. I mean, it was fun. It was a casual dinner. Great conversation. She has got a lot of energy.
Was that a... And that wasn't an issue, so does she, you know, work out a lot, or is she just high-strung, or what, just her personality, or what makes you say that?
No, she does work out a lot, but then also there's just something about her. She's just so full of life.
Cool.
I guess that's the best way to put it.
Cool. Love that.
And would you say you're in the same boat? Like, so you get along, like you have that in common?
Oh, yeah, 100%. You know, okay. She just got this espresso machine. We were kind of joking back and forth, and she was talking about how she was going to put Starbucks out of business.
With one espresso machine.
One espresso machine.
Okay,
nice.
She said that she could make her neighbor's, coffee for like $4 a pop and hand deliver it, and we were riffing on names like Savannah Bucks. So was my favorite, honestly.
It's catchy.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Well, it sounds
a little flirty.
Yeah, and it sounds like he had fun, Pete. So can you think of anything that might have gone wrong on the date?
You know, she was scared when we walked outside. She kind of jumped up like last minute. She thought she saw a snake. And
in March?
Weird.
In Minnesota? Yeah.
Yeah, it was weird. I mean, I was concerned about that. But
okay. All right. Well, okay. And Pete, have you been in touch with Savannah at all since the first date?
So at dinner, we had talked about going to brunch, you know, maybe this weekend or next weekend. And so I followed up a few days later, and I still haven't heard anything back from her, though.
All right. Well, that's our job. Pete, hold on. We're calling Savannah. Second half, second date updates coming up next on The Wolf.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
Our listener Pete would love a second date with Savannah, and after what he thought was a great first date, that hasn't happened yet.
No word from Savannah at all. I don't know, maybe you can turn this around for me because I am completely lost.
All right, that's where we come in and ask Savannah what's going on, if she'd like to see Pete again or not.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Is Savannah available?
This is she.
Yeah. Hi. Thanks for picking up. Thanks for answering. And good morning, Savannah. We are calling from, I know this is going to sound a little strange. We are calling this morning from a radio station. And we're Thunder and PT, and we co-host the morning show here on 102.9 The Wolf. And we're calling you to ask you if you might have a few minutes to speak to us on air this morning.
What about?
Here's the thing. We do this thing called Second Date Update, and we do it every morning. And one of our listeners reaches out to us trying to, you know, they said they had a great first date, and they haven't been able to hear back from that other person. And that other person is you.
And we happen to be on the radio.
Did my mom put you up to this?
No. So we heard from a listener of ours named Pete, and he said that the two of you went to dinner recently, and he is having trouble reconnecting with you, reaching you, and we're calling you to kind of ask you why that might be.
I mean, it's kind of bad.
Okay.
Can you share it with us on the air?
Like, what's going on?
I mean, all right.
Okay.
We so
take your time.
All right. Thank you. Dinner started off great. We had a really fun time. We were like joking about, I got this new espresso machine. I was saying, oh, I can make us, you know, all these fancy drinks now, whatever.
Yeah, we heard about it. You're going to do like a business or something, right? Yeah.
And we'd love to try. Yeah, we'd love to try your coffee someday. But okay, so back to the
I will keep you posted.
Okay, so I'm sorry. Back to the date.
Yeah. So we have this really fun and lovely date, and then we're outside. He's like walking to my car, and I literally jumped out of my skin at the sight of his feet.
Okay. Did this have something to do with the snake that he said that he told us that you said you saw a snake or something? Is this
That was just, that was the best I could come up with in the moment. There was like landscaping by us. So I was like, oh, there must've been a snake in that bush. Like I saw it.
Okay. So what was it then if it wasn't a snake?
So he wore sandals to the date and his feet are disgusting.
Like just, they were dirty?
Or did he like come from work and he like had dried mud on him or something or what?
I mean, worse. Yes, they were dirty, but they also like long, nasty yellow nails that looked like he hadn't like trimmed them and kept them up. Oh. They were really hairy. Like,
Savannah,
Pete, hang tight for a second. Savannah, I'm so sorry. I think I mentioned we talked to Pete here a few minutes ago. We had him hold on in case we were able to get a hold of you, which we did. And we just, I thought I had him on hold. But so bear with us for a moment.
But Pete, what's the deal with your feet?
Hey, what do you mean? My jeans were long enough and covered up most of my feet. I didn't think you was going to see that.
They were not as long as you thought.
Pete, are your feet usually okay, or you just thought they didn't show that day on the date?
I just thought it didn't show. I mean, it was dark, and, you know, I just wanted to throw on something real quick.
Savannah, were these open, like, when it comes to sandal, the toe of the sandal wasn't covering his toes, obviously, so they were, like, more like flip-flops?
Yeah, flip-flops.
Or what?
It was like Birkenstocks.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. They were on full display.
And dirty and hairy and what else?
And the nails.
The nails.
He hasn't trimmed them all weekend. All winter.
But what if we were able to hook Pete up with like a pedicure?
Yeah, there you go.
And we got him some regular shoes. So you would could go see him again. You know, you would see him.
Regular shoes.
I don't think I can unsee that.
You're saying, Savannah, from the ankles all the way up, everything, it was great physically, you know.
Emotionally.
The connection was there with Pete. But it was just until you looked down after the date in the parking lot and saw his nasty feet.
Yes, because if he's willing to put his feet on display and they look like that, what does the rest of him look like? Like, we didn't kiss. We didn't do anything else. I'm like, what is your mouth hygiene like? Are you showering regularly?
Yeah.
What does your house look like?
Right.
I feel like this is indicative of a bigger problem.
Wow. Okay, well.
I shower. We could have went to the pedicure place, but.
Okay, I don't think she wants to do that on a first, second, or even a hundredth date, Pete. But, well, listen, Pete, I'm sorry you reached out to us. There's your answer. And everybody has their thing, and obviously it's your feet hygiene. But remember, if you want to air out your dogs, they need to be ready for the spotlight, my friend.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, head to toe, right?
You got to kind of prepare a little bit if you're going to wear flip-flops or Birkenstocks, right?
Well, listen, Pete, he's just feet away. He's just a foot away from being somebody to date, was what you're saying, Savannah, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Exactly 2 feet away.
2 feet away. Maybe two. All right. Got it. Well, we want to thank you both. I'm sorry it didn't work out, and thank you for being on
Second Date Update.
More fun. More country. It's Thunder and PT on the Wolf.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.